With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. White House threatening to carry out mass layoffs of federal workers. The government shutdown underway. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A presidential spokesperson said government agencies are already preparing for cuts, even as Vice President J.D. Vance insisted no final decisions have been made. Typically during shutdowns, federal employees are furloughed and they receive back pay once the government reopens. But President Trump has directed the White House Budget Office and cabinet secretaries to identify jobs to be cut. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said, "We believe that layoffs are imminent." Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, Florida has seen a significant increase in illegal migrants, with thousands arriving under former President Joe Biden.
The AP has obtained government data that shows no state was more affected by the illegal surge under Mr. Biden than Florida. The Sunshine State had more than 1,200 migrants who arrive for every 100,000 residents. This surge of illegals took place from May 2023 to January 2025. Other states that saw an increase of illegals are New York, California, Texas, and Illinois.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. A former Democratic member of the Surface Transportation Board filing suit challenging his dismissal by President Trump. Robert Primus claims the firing in August was illegal. OpenAI and South Korean tech giant Samsung and SK announcing partnerships to support Stargate. That is a $500 billion AI infrastructure project. OpenAI also says now it plans to explore building a data center in South Korea. This is SRN News. Well, an avowed atheist is attacking the left.
Comedian Bill Maher is well known for his atheism, but even he is outraged by the silence on the left over the persecution of Christians in Nigeria. On a recent Real Time with Bill Maher program, he said, "I'm not a Christian, but they're systematically killing the Christians in Nigeria. They've killed over 100,000 since 2009. They've burned 18,000 churches. These are the Islamists, Boko Haram. Where are the kids protesting this?" George Williams, SRN News.
Well, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. telling the UN the United States will not support World Health Organization policies in a UN declaration that promotes abortion and radical gender ideology. Kennedy says the declaration exceeds the UN's proper role while ignoring the most pressing health issues today. This is SRN News. A judge denies an appointment to another federal prosecutor nominated by President Trump. Here's correspondent Mike Kempin.
U.S. District Judge David Campbell has disqualified Sigal Chadha from supervising four criminal prosecutions in Nevada. Campbell ruled she is not validly serving as the state's top federal prosecutor. The ruling sides with defense lawyers who argued that Chadha's authority expired in July and now she is serving unlawfully. A judge reached the same conclusion in August about the acting U.S. attorney in New Jersey. I'm Mike Hempen.
Supreme Court allowing Lisa Cook to remain as a Federal Reserve governor for now, the court declining to act on the administration's effort to immediately remove her. In a brief unsigned Wednesday, the High Court said it would hear arguments in that matter next January. More details at srnnews.com.